It is a good Tuesday morning, Tri-State area, and we do have our special guest in for today talking about the 4th Annual Milford Readers and Writers Festival. I'm joined now by Edson Whitney. He's the co-chair of the festival. This is also his 4th year, so it kind of goes right along with the 4th Annual Festival name. It's going to be this weekend, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and there is a lot going on here for Milford. And Edson, welcome to the show this morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Good to be back here in WDLC station.
That's right. You said you were here when you were like 7 years old, huh?
Yeah, I actually did a show here when I was a Cub Scout because I grew up in Port Jervis. Right. And so I was on this radio station. I knew where to find it.
Well, there you go. It's a little bit different now, right?
It is. But just talking to Bud, my brother-in-law, Joe Sanchez, was one of the DJs and newscasters here from 74 to 79. So Bud had worked with Joe back in the day, so we had a nice chat about that.
All right, well, there you go. A little bit of history here for the station, folks. And we're now back to the Milford Readers and Writers Festival. I want to get your take on, you know, what exactly is the festival? If you've never been before, what can you expect coming to it this weekend?
Okay, well, when we conceptualized this festival, the group of people who got together had been to and participated in other literary festivals around the country and in various countries, and we wanted to do something a little different. A lot of these festivals are all about the writers. They are talking, kind of giving a speech, and then a few questions at the end. What we wanted to do was focus on the readers, which is why we call it the Readers and Writers Festival, mm-hmm. where readers come first. So we have conversations. The authors are on stage with someone interviewing them or having a discussion with each other, kind of a debate for half of the session. And then the rest of the session is a conversation with the readers where they get to actually talk with the writers in conversation.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's more about not just the writers, it's the readers that are involved here as well during this whole weekend of festivities here. And I like that you include both of them because both are very important. I mean, you can write something, but you need the readers to be involved at the same time, right?
Kevin, that's exactly right. We say that without readers, no one's going to write. So the, right. the readers are the important other half of the equation. And so that's why we like to focus on them.
Absolutely. And you might as well, considering it's called the Milford Readers and Writers Festival. So again, this weekend, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, here's the 4th annual one, talking to Edson Whitney. So Edson, let me just ask you another question here. There's two sections on the front here of this pamphlet, I'll call it a pamphlet because on the back there's a lot of information about the schedule too. But before we get to that, there's a part that says in conversation. What does that mean, in conversation? There's a bunch of names here like Lisa Lampanelli and Ann Perry, just to name a couple. What exactly does that mean for this weekend?
Well, the in conversation is what happens on the stage. So mm-hmm. each of these authors is in conversation with someone who knows about them, knows their field, and really asks them questions about, you know, why did they write this? What were they thinking? How do the actors and the protagonists in the novels interact with each other? About their background, how did they come to this writing? How did they get their start? What influences their writing? So that's the conversation. And then the second part of the conversation is, as I say, with the audience. So there's 45 minutes for the audience to actually converse with the authors. And again, this is in the Milford Theater, which is a small, intimate, historic theater. So it's a very conversational tone that we set mm-hmm. in the theater.
Well, I like that you have the authors here, and so that way everybody, you know, can really get a feel on what exactly they're all about, what their stories are that you may be reading into, right? I do like the actual, like, personal, I guess you could call it, conversations that you have with them when they're on the stage like that and they're telling their story and, you know, where they come from and what they wrote about. I like that a lot. The other thing that I saw on the front here was the events that are going to be around town this weekend, too. So it's not only in conversations with, but also there's a lot of events like, you know, in terms of, I guess, different genres and, you know, different people. There's going to be poetry, romance, there's sci-fi, kids at the library, Gray Towers, a pop-up bookstore, and just more to talk about here. So the events around town, is that what's on the back here of this pamphlet that I'm reading right now?
Right. So we have the what we call the main stage events in the theater, which mm-hmm. are ticketed events. If you bought the pass or buy the pass, right now it's $200 for all the events, right. including a private author's reception where you get to meet and talk with the authors in person. And around town, we have a lot of free events, a lot at the Pike County Library, mm-hmm. which for children, we have a writing workshop on how to write for children.
Right.
And then we have panels on writers on poetry, romance. Science fiction is a big part of this because the festival actually grew out of the Milford Science Fiction Writers Workshops, which used to happen in the 60s and 70s, where famous authors like Kurt Vonnegut, Heinlein, all of them came together and used what they called the Milford Method.
Right.
So these are all around town for free. There's a conservation panel at Gray Towers, and then a pop-up bookstore. This year it's all happening in St. Patrick's Church Hall, where you can buy books. And also after each of the main stage events, the authors go over there and sign their books. So you can actually converse with the authors as they sign their books in the pop-up bookstore. We also have readings by local authors mm-hmm. in the bookstore. So we have a whole schedule of any local authors who want to read their books and sell their books, sign their books. So it's also has a very local focus as well as the larger, more well-known authors focus.
Well, I like that you get a little bit of both, a little bit of the local feel. Also, get to see part of the town if you're coming in to visit for this festival this weekend. You get to have a little bit of both. You get to have the theater, of course, and you get to see what's around town as well. So I like the combination of the two. And of course, when you pick up one of these pamphlets, you can see the schedule right in the back from Friday, Saturday into Sunday. And of course, Friday registrations from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 5:30. The bookstore is actually going to be open for, I guess, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., it says on here, and Sunday from 12 to 3 p.m. as well. So there's a lot going on here for the Milford Readers and Writers Festival. That's, again, this weekend, the 20th, which is Friday, the 21st, and the 22nd, right here in Milford, Pennsylvania. Again, we're talking to Edson Whitney, the co-chair of the festival. So, Edson, are you looking forward to anything in particular, yourself this weekend, or just everything in general?
Probably everything, but we have a real variety, as you can see. Mm-hmm. We have Lisa Lampanelli opening up on Friday evening, a conversation with her. She was the Queen of Mean, who has now become the Queen of Meaning. Mm-hmm. She was kind of an insult stand-up comic who changed her lifestyle and now is a life coach and helps people to tell their own stories. We have Helen Zia, who wrote Last Boat Out of Shanghai, which is the story of her mother's escape from China, something she knew very little about until she started researching the book.
Right.
An interesting one we have is Life and the Afterlife. Last year, we had a panel on the paranormal. We weren't sure how that was going to go over. It was a free panel, and it was standing room only. Mm-hmm. So we thought, well, this year, let's make it main stage. And we have two well-known persons, George Anderson and Eben Alexander. The Eben Alexander talks about his near-death experience and actually, he believes, being in the afterlife. We also have a CIA panel, Telling Secrets, and this panel came about through a friend of ours that we'd met in Jordan who saw about the festival and said, oh, would you like a panel in the CIA? I have friends that have written books. So we have Jack Devine, who is one of the top spy masters in the CIA, wrote a book, Good Hunting, and he's talking with Pulitzer Prize winner Tim Weiner, who wrote a very critical book about the CIA. So we think that should be a very interesting conversation.
Well, it sounds like there's going to be a variety, like you are saying, throughout this whole entire weekend. Again, we're talking about the 4th Annual Milford Readers and Writers Festival, and that's going to be Friday, September 20th, 21st, and the 22nd, ending on Sunday. Again, if you pick up one of these pamphlets, where can people get some information on the Milford Readers and Writers Festival if they haven't found any information on it quite yet?
Okay, well, the best place to go is to our website, milfordreadersandwriters.com, mm-hmm. It would be the best place to go. You can find all kinds of information there. We have these pamphlets and brochures around town in Port Jervis, in the shops and restaurants, also in Milford. The newspapers, the Milford newspapers, the Dispatch and the Courier, are publishing the full schedule in those. And yeah, I think you can find the information or just show up in Milford and we'll have signs around town where telling you where you can go. The hub of it will be in St. Patrick's Hall, which is 111 East High Street in Milford, Pennsylvania, right behind the theater.
Sure, yeah.
There you can buy passes. You can buy tickets for individual events for $35. And we're offering this year for students with a valid student ID, you can get $10 for any of the main stage events. So we're encouraging students to come. Although I know it's homecoming weekend at Delaware Valley, we may not have a too big an audience, but we also have student volunteers who are helping us out too.
Well, that's great to hear, you know, getting the community involved as much as possible, especially with a big community event like this one, you know? So I really like the idea of that as well. So come on out to the Milford Readers and Writers Festival this weekend, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Again, it's the fourth annual one, and Edson Whitney here is the co-chair of the festival. So, Edson, just want to say thank you so much for stopping by today and giving us some crucial information about the Readers and Writers Festival. Well, one last question, where's your picture on here? You don't have a picture on here?
No, I'm sort of behind the scenes. Well, I will be emceeing the event.
Okay.
But thanks so much, Kevin, for having us.
You're
and we look forward to seeing all of you listeners out there this weekend in Milford.